Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. I'll be giving you actionable value to help you with mindset, training, and nutrition to help you transform your life. Disclaimer, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Not because I want to be mean, but because I genuinely respect you. Also, I'm a meathead. So if you tune in and decide to give me the time out of your life that you know you'll never get back, the very least I can do for you is keep it a stack. Expect to be educated, motivated, and inspired. And get ready to laugh over some lighthearted banter. Now that that's out the way, let's chat with IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Get ready, meatheads. Time to dive in. Yo, what's good, meatheads? Hope you're having an amazing day, and welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. It's your boy, the returning champion, IFBB Pro Matt Butale, and today I'm going to be breaking down the number one fat loss mindset hack that you aren't paying attention to. All right, so guys, I want to preface with this. This is a hack that, it's a mindset hack, but it also does carry over to any other facet of your life. In this episode specifically, we're going to be talking about fat loss, but this can apply to any other sector of your life. So if the shoe fits, wear it, in the sense of maybe you're not struggling all the way with fat loss. Maybe it's, you know, muscle building, or maybe it's, you know, relationships, or maybe it's like accountability, whatever it might be. This is a really, really good mindset hack episode that I want you to pay attention to. All right, so let's break it down. All right, today I'll be breaking down the number one fat loss mindset hack. All right, so if that's something that you want to tune into, then pay attention. Also, before we get into this episode, I'm going to let you guys know, if you get value from this podcast or anything that I do, please don't forget to like, share, and comment on this podcast, or leave a review to show your support. It really does go a long way. Without you guys, I wouldn't be able to do this, and I appreciate y'all. All right, if you weren't listening, I don't know who would be. Okay, so let's break it down. I'm going to start off with this. When it comes to the number one fat loss mindset hack, I want you to understand this. It's going to sound kind of unpleasant at the beginning, but once you understand this, you'll have the full power and the full control to not only change your body and reduce the amount of fat that you have, but maybe also add some muscle, or maybe even get better friends, better relationships, more punctuality out of your life, like being a better person, at least the way that you would define it, okay? And it all boils down to this. I want you to understand that sometimes it is your fault. Okay, sometimes it is your fault. Even when it's not, it's your fault. And if that's confusing, just listen up. Sometimes you are the trash that needs to be taken out. Sometimes you are the one placing that banana peel right in front of you that you continue to slip on. Okay, what am I talking about here? What is this about? Guys, and I'm guilty of this as well. How many of you, whenever you're going through a bad situation, are quick to look at the other side, or the other person, the opposition, the other thing, the obstacle, and say, because of this thing, I'm not able to do that. Because of my parents raising me around junk food and always giving me junk food, it's hard for me to break my addiction with junk food. Because of my parents' anger issues, I have anger issues. Because of this, I am that. How many of you guys have ever said that? Right? And I'm not saying that it's not true. Like, these things are true. It's not like you can't respond this way. It's almost a natural response to look at life in the way of, I've been treated this way, so I behave that way. Right? And that this is something that is outside of me, that is external. If that's something that you've ever experienced, just nod your head silently. Okay, guys? Because, yes, in that sense, it's not your fault that your parents, you know, gave you the habits, the eating habits that you have that made you fat, made you overweight, gave you the man boobs, gave you the fucking love handles, the gut. It's not your fault that your parents made you adapt to a lifestyle that, you know, helped you end up in this position, which you don't want to be in. Overweight and unhappy with yourself. It's not your fault that you can't regulate your emotions because of the way that you are raised. It's not your fault. However, when we admit that it's not our fault, we are also, in a way, admitting that it's not our responsibility. Do you follow? Does that make sense? If it doesn't make sense, I'm going to break it down for you. Anything that you claim you have no control over has control over you. Meaning, if it's not your fault that you're fat, if it's not your fault that you have anger issues or you struggle with integrity or you are struggling with punctuality because of whatever it is, the fact of you, because you think that way, those things have control over you. You're pretty much just saying, I will always be this way. I will always be fat. I will always have these issues because it's not my fault and it's out of my control. And if it's out of your control, it's out of your power. Do you follow now? And if that's the case, and you don't have the power, then you can never actually change your body, your mindset, your bank account, whatever it is. And that's a really fucking rough place to be. You don't want to be there. Because then you become a slave to your habits. You become a slave to your environment. And you become something or someone that almost isn't even yourself. You are the product of the things that control you at that point. And that's why you're listening to this. You are the product of your negative habits. Do you understand? Sometimes it is your fault. And if it's not your fault, make it your fault. Why? Because when you make it your fault, you make it your responsibility. And when you make it your responsibility, you have the power to change. Do you understand? You have the power to change the amount of fat that you've got on your body, the amount of muscle that you've got on your body, the amount of money you have in your bank account, the impact that you have in the relationships in your life. Do you follow? Yes, this is the number one fat loss mindset hack, but it's also the fucking truth in life. And no, I'm not speaking with 1,000 years of wisdom. Guys, I'm fucking 25. But even in my short life, talking about what I'm telling you and experiencing it firsthand, I've seen both sides of, you know, it's someone else's fault. They put me in this position, so I reacted that way. Versus, no, even if it was that situation, or even if it wasn't, and I was just like being completely ignorant to it, and I was behaving poorly, and or my habits were just shit, sometimes I realize, I look in the mirror, I'm like, fuck, I'm the trash that needs to be taken out. And I have to give myself the power to be able to do that so that I can change, so that I can develop, so that I can grow in my own life. So I'm not speaking down at you. I'm not on a pedestal by any fucking means. I could be talking in the mirror for fuck's sake, and this would still resonate. And if, guys, this should resonate with everybody that wants to improve their life. Because we all have that one thing or those few things that we look at and we're like, fuck, like, you know, if this didn't happen, or if COVID didn't happen, or if whatever it was, you know, things would be different. I would be better. I would be richer. I would be more in shape. I would have a better relationship. You know, whatever it is. Okay, so take responsibility for fucking everything. Even if it's not your fault. Actually, excuse me, even if it's not your fault, but especially if it's not your fault. Because then you jump at the opportunity to take power and control over the things in your life and leverage it so that you can at least become better. Don't just say that, oh, it's my fault, and beat yourself down about it. No, you say it's your fault, and then because it's your fault, it's your responsibility, and then you respond to that with action. Not just any action, not neutral action, positive action, a real intention to right your wrongs, or right their wrongs, or just make the situation go from negative to positive. Does that make sense? Okay, guys, and I'm going to go off on a little tangent here, because I believe that this also sort of fits into it, what we're talking about here when it comes to the number one fat loss mindset hack. Okay? And if you guys are fond of him, let me know, or just nod your head silently. But I'm going to give you guys a quote from Bruce Lee. I'm sure you've heard of the legendary quote. If you know what it is, then cool. If you don't, I'm going to break it down for you. Okay? He said this. He said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. When you pour water into a cup, it becomes the cup. When you pour water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. When you pour water into a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. That legendary quote from Bruce Lee, honestly, is something that I think fits perfectly within this episode and gives a spine and a real fucking backbone to the number one fat loss mindset hack. Okay, why? Well, because sometimes when we allow ourselves to stay in a certain environment or stage of life, we end up finding a way to fit it or fit ourselves into a mold that limits our true potential. And that's assuming that human beings are like water. If you are going to be water, if and honestly, we all are water, because we are, as much as we try to fight against it, we are influenced by our environments, okay? So in this sense, we are water, which is why I refer to Bruce Lee, right? Because if you understand that, then you can understand this, okay? So when we're in an environment, or when we're in a fucking teapot, just to connect the metaphor, that restricts us, you know? Or maybe we grew up in a teapot, right? In an uncomfortable place. It was boiling hot. It was just really fucking uncomfortable and made you develop bad habits. You know, it's your environment, which is the teapot, and you're the water. Okay, so you developed and you learned everything that you could possibly learn in your life, all of your skills, your behavioral habits, so on and so forth, your relationship with food and other people and yourself. You know, you find that that mold limits you in your true potential. Okay, the same way that, you know, we could also be put into, I guess, what's better than a teapot? We'll say a water bottle that allows us to shatter our limits and destroy our expectations because we're in an environment that better aligns with our morals and core values. Teapot being uncomfortable, negative, and repeating bad habits, and the water bottle being something that expresses, not even a water bottle, let's say a body of water, just like the ocean or a lake, something that's open, something that's free, where you can express yourself, where you don't feel limited, where you're not being boiled and compressed, and there's no pressure to be who you want to be. So let's compare that teapot versus a whole fucking ocean, a lake, a river, a sea, whatever you want to call it. Something that is a large body of water that is free, that can express itself. Now think of that. The ocean, the sea, the lake, whatever big body of water that is, doesn't have limits. It doesn't have these expectations that force you to be less than who you think you are. Okay? And why am I contrasting these two things? What am I comparing here? Well, I'm comparing the environment that you grew up in and the environment that you want to be in. Okay? You want to be free. You want to be able to live a lifestyle where it doesn't feel hard to burn fat. You want to be able to live a lifestyle where you're financially free, where you have the time to do what you want to do, where you have the friendships, the relationships, or whatever it is that you want to have. Your dream life. The one that you think about all the time in your vision, if you do have a vision, okay? That's the big body of water here, comparing to this teapot, all right? And the only way we can ever get to that place is by taking full responsibility, okay? Like, I want you guys, whoever's listening to this, I want you to be in a place where, you know, where you water the right environments, and then they help you grow. A place where when you provide the water to grow, it helps your bank account grow. Like when you provide the water to grow, it provides you the ability, the mental ability to focus on building muscle and burning fat. A place where when you can provide yourself the water, when you can water yourself or water the have the environment pour back into you, can help you develop a stronger relationship with food, with yourself and others. And like the only way, guys, we can ever get to this place of growth, being that big body of water, the ocean, the sea, the river, however you define it, the only way we can get to that freedom and have the body that we want, have the money that we want, and have the relationships that we want and that we desire, and have it permanently, like in the form of permanent success in our lives, is to take full responsibility for absolutely everything going on in our lives. Even if it's not our fault. As I said, especially if it's not our fault. Do you understand? And the reason why I want you guys to do that is because, again, as I said at the start of this episode, if you are so comfortable with pointing the finger out, remember this, whenever you point a finger out, there's three fingers pointing back at you. And if you're so comfortable to point your finger every single time something goes wrong, you are giving up your control. And if you give up your control and you say that I am a victim, I am a slave to what is going on around me, I am a slave to my environment, then you're also admitting that you have nothing, no power, no control over that situation, over the environment, or over yourself. so that you're giving up your power. And then once you do that, you are guaranteeing that you can almost never change anything about yourself, improve in any way, get closer to your dreams or goals, or develop a mindset that will allow you to keep it permanently. Okay? The only way to negate that is to look at ourselves in the fucking mirror and say, hey, I may have been raised this way, but I can fix it. You know, I may have these bad habits, but I can fix them. You know, I may be doing a lot of wrong, but it's time for me to do a lot of right. And you have to be honest with yourself and have almost like a ruthless level of accountability. And definitely, this is not something that you can just overnight have. You know what I mean? I want you to be lenient with yourself. Understand that it took you years to get in the position that you're in. Overweight, unhappy, broke, you know, scarce with time, doubtful, anxious, depressed. It took you years to get into this position because of your teapot boiling the fuck out of your water, putting pressure on you. Whatever environment that's been hurting you and not helping you has been contributing to the destruction of your mind and the deterioration of your body. Right? And I just want you to understand, as I said before, and as I'll say it again, the position that you're in took years to get you into. You can't just like wake up overnight and be overweight, be obese, and be unhappy. Okay? And I want to remind you, it took years to get into this position, so it will take some time to get out of it. And I want you to be lenient with yourself and practice patience. And through that, you'll practice perseverance. Right? So that it can help you get rid of procrastination, depression, anxiety, looking at yourself in the mirror and feeling negatively, right? You want to get rid of all that shit, but you can't do it overnight. So don't look for quick fixes or overnight results. That's one thing that's definitely going to derail you and demotivate you in your journey to lose fat, to change the amount of money you make, to change your impact in your relationships and with yourself, the relationship with food that you have, right? And this can only be achieved once you take maximum responsibility for everything going on in your life. Meaning it's like literally, and this is of course an over-exaggeration, but as much responsibility to the degree of when someone pulls a gun on you and shoots you in your fucking foot, you say it's your fault that you got shot in the foot and you go to the hospital, you do something about it. Of course, that's an extreme, right? But that's the level of responsibility I want you to take in your life. You don't want to give up power to anybody. You're not going to say, I got shot in my foot once, and so I'm just never going to walk again. Even though you could definitely fight to walk and learn how to walk and do all this. Like, you can definitely move past that and succeed or have a positive trajectory from that negative instance once you have the control over it. Once you are able to have the control over yourself enough to say, well, doesn't fucking matter what happens to me. I'm going to keep going forward. I'm going to keep, you know, moving up on the positive scale. Whether it's my fault or someone else's. Maybe it's your fault. It's like, let's be honest too. Like, it's not just about having this maximum responsibility and making everything your fault because you're perfect. Like, no. Understand that you're not perfect as well. Understand that you're not even as good as you think you are. And I'm saying this also to myself, being someone that isn't perfect or isn't even as good as I think I am. I'd like to think that we all think we're great, but, you know, when we look in the mirror and you look at your receipts in life, okay, we're not as good as we think we are, and myself included. And I'm just being vulnerable because the very least I can do is keep it a stack on this podcast, right? And if I can understand that, then it becomes a little bit easier for me to take maximum responsibility because, yeah, sometimes it's actually my fucking fault. And it's just true that it's my fault. Period. You know? Sometimes, you know, I've done things, and just as you have, I've done things, of course, that I regret to a certain degree, because if I haven't done those things or made those mistakes, I wouldn't be who I am today. So it's a gray line for regret. But I'm aware that, you know, sometimes I actually do things that are not good for me or not good for other people. Out of selfishness, out of fear, out of doubt, out of anxiety, out of depression. Or just out of just anything. Like, you don't even need a reason. Because sometimes you just do bad things that you don't know are bad, or you do bad things that you do know are bad and that you shouldn't do them, but you do them anyway. Probably like binge eating. You know? Probably like wasting hours and hours and hours doing shit you know that's going to hold you back. Probably like procrastinating. You know, you don't have to justify it for you to know that it's bad for you. You just know that it's bad for you and you're doing that thing, and you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, what the fuck am I doing here? And when you have the habit of doing that and being accountable and being responsible with yourself, it becomes a lot easier to take responsibility outside of yourself. But it all starts with the honesty within. Does that make sense? And again, guys, I speak with experience. Not because I'm better than you, but because I'm literally a human being just like you are. Okay, and guys, we have to take responsibility even for the shit we'd rather blame on someone else. Seriously. Because that's the only way we could ever change. And the truth is, the only way we can truly dismantle our self-doubt, anxiety, depression, the only way we can permanently negate our feelings of unworthiness or unhappiness and just like a lack of fulfillment in life is to make each and every single thing our fault. And once it's our fault, we make it our responsibility to fix it. And because it's our responsibility, it becomes something within our control. And because it's something that it's in our that's within our control, it is something that we have power over. And we give ourselves power back to ourselves so that we can manipulate the life that we want. Okay? And I know that some people listening to this are like, what the fuck? Manipulate the life that you want. That sounds fucking psychotic. That sounds like, but let's be honest here, guys. If you're not going to control the variables in your life to make sure you have the desired outcome that you want in a positive manner, then who the fuck else is going to do it for you? You can pray to God all you want. But if you aren't getting up and you aren't doing the work, not like fuck all is going to happen. Okay? And I'm not extremely religious, but I do believe in God. Okay? But I'm not going to sit here and say just because you pray means that everything's just going to fall into place. You have to get up and fucking do something with your mind and then have that translate into actions. And the main thing here, the main core principle when it comes to burning fat, you know, building muscle, competing, facing any challenge, you know, growing money, whatever it is, having better relationships with food and other people and yourself, it all boils down to, again, but not in the teapot this time, because we are now the body of water, I hope, or at least leaning towards that. If you don't know what I'm saying, then replay the first half of this episode when we refer to Bruce Lee. Right? We got to understand this, guys. It's very simple. Make it your responsibility. Make everything your fault so that you can have the power to change it, so that you can have the control over your life to have an outcome, a tangible outcome, something that you can be proud of, whether it's burning fat. Whatever it is, honestly, whatever goal it is, okay? Once you understand that everything is your fault and it's your responsibility in order to get control and power over it so that you can get the desired result, then you'll understand what it truly takes to not only get success in your life, but how to permanently maintain it. And that, guys and girls, is the number one fat loss mindset hack that I wanted to share with you guys today. And again, as I said at the start of this episode, it does apply to every other facet of your life. So if the shoe fits, wear it. Apply this to whichever phase in your life or whichever category in your life that you see that it fits, right? So again, I don't want you to just limit yourself just to the fat loss side here. Again, on the Meathead of the Mic podcast, we do talk about everything, okay? And this is something that I think, you know, fits into every category. Okay. So, with that said, that's it. That's all. If you like this episode, share it out with a friend. Don't forget to like, share, and comment this podcast or leave a review to show your support. It really does go a long way. Wouldn't be able to do this without you guys and girls. If you weren't listening, I don't know who would be. I appreciate you guys so much. Hope I was able to deliver a valuable experience to you guys and girls today. Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. That's it, guys. Let's embrace our inner meathead together. It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. IFBB Pro Matt Butale signing out. Boom.
Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. Don't forget to implement at least one thing from this podcast. Remember, information without implementation is just fucking noise. I provide actionable value for a reason. Take full advantage of it. If you laughed, cried, got any value, motivation, or inspiration from this podcast, share it out to one friend who you know will enjoy it too. Shameless plug, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Matt Butale, if you want to know this meathead on a more personal level. Heads up, it's not safe for work and it can get explicit. Viewer's discretion is advised, but I promise you will still laugh, learn, and get value. Also, if you want to lose 25 pounds and become a part of the Natural Nomad Academy and join the meathead community, feel free to DM me and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Let's embrace your inner meathead. All right? It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. Natural Nomad Academy head coach and Natural IFBB pro Matt Butale, signing out.